Didn't recognize that music, but maybe I'm on my show. This is the Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. Hope you're having a good weekend. Yes, this is that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and they slipped in some new music on me, so I didn't recognize it to start my show. Sorry about that. Anyway... we are having a great week here, had a great week at our two police and military associations. A lot of comments and information coming in from our police and military across the nation and around the world here to our two police and military association headquarters in the Great Rocky Mountains here. And wanted to share some of that with you today. But first of all, I want to tell you that... We heard from another great patriot Jew, American Jew, who is in the law enforcement area this time. We've been hearing a lot from Jewish soldiers because they don't like what's going on in the Middle East. But this time we heard from a police officer that said that the Zionist communists over there in Israel that are running Israel are lying about the weapons of mass destruction building going on in Syria. This police officer is connected to the police there in Israel, he says, and says that he have found out through them that they, Israel, the Zionist communists that run the country, are just trying to force America into attacking Iran, and by blowing up this unoccupied building over there in Syria that they said was making nuclear weapons. And according to the police there in Israel, they were not making nuclear weapons. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks, on the wonderful, great Republic Broadcasting Network on this Sunday. Good to be back with you. And like I was saying, we are blessed to have two police and military associations here. One is Police and Military Against the New World Order, and that's our international police and military association that has, I don't know how many countries, police and military, working with us today. I think at least 20 nations, some of their police and soldiers are working with us through Police and Military Against the New World Order to throw off the Antichrist people that have taken over their nation, the international criminal elite, who is the same international criminal elite that has taken over America. And we're working with them to help them throw it off in their country, as we're trying to throw it off here, through the education of our police and soldiers. And then we have our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, where we actually send out publications that have letters from our police and soldiers from the front lines. Many of our letters come from soldiers there on the front lines in Iraq, and they tell us what's really going on, not what the liars in control of the media and the government, the neocon Trotskyites, tell us is going on. So we heard from a police officer, and he's in management, by the way, not just a ground pounder like I was in Phoenix for many years and then moved up to intelligence officer in Phoenix and so forth. But a guy in management says that the communist Zionist, he knows that these are communists, just like Jack Bernstein did, our Jewish brother that wrote the book about the communist Zionist system there in Israel before they executed him here a few years back. But anyway, this officer says that the communist Zionists are lying again when they say that the Syrians were building nuclear devices in this building they blew up over there. But they're trying their very best, he says, to get America to engage Iran and destroy Iran. And so they're trying to promote that by going in and showing what they say is their fear of waiting until it's too late till the Syrians and the Iranians have made their nuclear devices, have finished them. Well, we have that matches right with our reports, folks, from, let's see here. Did I print that out? Yes, I did. I'm on JewsAgainstZionism.com right now, folks, looking at a page here, and I want to get out of that right now. I've got something to share with you there, JewsAgainstZionism.com. Write that down because you'll want to go there yourself. And let me go back to our letter here from our Jewish brother in Iraq right here. And I read you part of this letter before, but I want to read it to you today. This is Al Ephesians. Remember that letter I read you here? I think it's been weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so. Well, I'm reading you a little more about it, more from his letter, okay? Excerpts only here. And by the way, for our intelligence officers and the international criminal elite members that are listening to the show today, anytime we get these letters from soldiers and police officers, we immediately type them into our computer and then throw the letter away. Or we don't throw it away, we burn it. We burn the letter and then scatter the ashes. Okay, so there's no sense you coming in here and raiding our two police and military associations because we're not that stupid, okay? Yeah, we know you'd like to know who this Jewish brother is in Iraq, but we've burned his letter, and this commentary from our police officer who's in management, what he said about Syria, that too has been eliminated. So we don't keep that around. We retype it and then put it, get rid of the original so you can't use it to track them back. But anyway, this says here, Jewish U.S. military brother in Iraq. Brother Jack, I'm here in blank Iraq in the U.S. military. I had to go to extraordinary means to get this message to you without being caught supporting the American people's and our fellow soldiers' right to know the truth. I'm in the U.S. military. I will not tell you what my unit is, but you should know I work very close to the 130,000 mercs called private contractors here, specially trained forces from as many as 40 other foreign nations. Most are not here to wash cars and run supplies to troops. Most, not all, are here keeping the civil war going by committing mass murders of civilians, mutilating their bodies, and blaming their fellow Arabs. These massive murders also help keep our fellow Americans believing that the Arab Muslims are psycho animals who kill and eat their own people. And that is true, folks. When you hear in the news here that the Arabs, the Muslims, blew up 100 of their own people and killed them, what do you think? You think these people are absolutely, as our brother here says, psycho animals. Well, animals would never be that bad, so psychos, we'll call them. He's right. And so this is being done not only to kill as many Arabs as possible over there, but he says it's also to keep the American people thinking that the Arab Muslims, it doesn't matter if you kill them because they're a bunch of psychos killing each other. I go on with his letter now. I understand you are already, or you already understand from other soldiers in country, this mass murder program is a psychological program to brainwash our fellow Americans so that they will have no problem with their soldiers wiping out as many non-human soulless Muslims as possible. Keep that in mind, folks, non-human soulless Muslims as possible, because it's going to come up again. This war is being fought from the doctrine taught from the Jewish Babylonian Talmud and magical Kabbalah religious books, which each state that all people on earth who are not Jewish are not human and have no souls. Do you now see why we soldiers and mercs are daily told to murder hundreds of non-combatant Muslim men, women, and children? I'm a proud American Jewish soldier, and I am totally against the neocon communist Zionists who control our nation's government and military. Well, he knows that our neocons are communists here in America. I'm a proud American soldier who control our nation, government, and military in Israel today, these neocon communist Zionists he's talking about. In addition, I'm totally against the Jewish Pharisees' Talmudic religion being used to fight this war against the innocent Muslim people to take their land and oil. And our next murder scene, he says, will be Iran. We plan on dropping hundreds of thousands of bombs on 8 to 10 thousand sites in that small country. These American bombs alone will kill 40 to 50 million of the 70 million Persians, Christians, and Jews who have lived there in harmony for thousands of years. This will be the greatest Holocaust in world history. And to think it is not one shred, and to think there is not one shred of intel to show the Iranians are building WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, and not one shred of intel that they are involved in any way in the war of Iraq against our soldiers there, just like the lies told to us in Iraq before we went into Iraq. 40 to 50 million dead based on lies from the neocons. How will our fellow soldiers and fellow Americans live with this? America will be the worst mass murders in all of history. How many Americans and Israeli Jews will be killed from the backlash from the 1,400,000,000 Muslims scattered around the world? And to know that it was all to fulfill the plans of the atheist Zionists for a satanic world government centered in the Middle East. This guy knows a lot, folks. He truly does. As a Jewish brother, what happened to separation of religion and state? He asked. Why are we using the Zionist Pharisees' religious books to fight these wars? No, I'm not a Christian, but I know what's right and wrong. On occasion, I do read the Christian Bible. Why? I like to know what many people of various religions believe that forms their thoughts and actions. Officer McLam, I'm in trouble for saying no to killing non-combatants here. I just said no. I will kill those who are trying to kill me and my comrades, but not innocent civilians. Our U.S. neocon atheist Zionist top military leaders like General Petraeus, he says. That's interesting. He picked up on that out of the news here. Petraeus, not Petraeus. Like General Petraeus, only a soldier who has served with him can know how true that is, the word Petraeus. In command will not prosecute me because of what my defense would be, and I'm Jewish. Folks, I hear the music. We'll come right back, and we'll end up with this officer's letter from, or soldier's letter there from right in not Baghdad, but in Iraq itself. Okay, we'll be right back, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Now, folks, you might wonder why I'm getting so much material from Jewish brothers and sisters, great American patriots in American police agencies, federal, state, and local, and from our military, okay? And I get materials, too, from CIA Jews, and NSA Jews that are great Americans here. Some of it I can't read to you because I've been asked not to, and it's pretty sensitive. And, of course, I always destroy those letters and burn them up with fire so that they're gone and these people won't get in trouble. But this letter's here from a soldier over in Iraq, and he did tell me where he's at, but I can't tell you because he asked me not to expose him because he will be killed for exposing these things. There's no doubt in his mind. But the reason I get these things, folks, is that our soldiers and our police officers tell us that they have nowhere to air these type of thoughts and feelings that we're sharing, or he's sharing with us today. if he does it in public, he will be killed. And I've heard this from probably 50 Jewish soldiers and police officers have told me that if they air these feelings that I'm sharing with you right now, they will be killed, because the Mossad and Shin Bet, the two military arms of the Zionist state, over the communist Zionist state, will come and get them and kill them. And they gave me a list, folks, a big list of all the Jewish writers who have written books exposing this, and they're all dead. And that's true. Jack Bernstein died, was killed after he wrote his book about Marxist Israel. I don't have it here in front of me. It's My Life as an American Jew in Marxist Israel, something like that's the name of the book. And he was killed. And then, of course, Arthur Kessler and his wife were murdered after they wrote their book, The 13th Tribe. And I could go on and on and on. But these soldiers and police officers, Jewish soldiers and police officers, have convinced me that they have no way to get these letters out. So I'm helping them get their thoughts out here and trying to protect their lives, because I'm convinced that they're getting killed by the communist Zionists for exposing these things, because they've shown me the list. And I have a number of these books of these people that have been murdered, and they say it's by Shin Bet and the Mossad that they're attacked and killed, and many times their families too. So anyway, let's get back to the letter here. Officer Jack, I'm in trouble for saying no to killing non-combatants here. He says, our U.S. neocon atheist Zionist top military leaders like General betray us. Only a soldier who has served with him knows how true that is. In command will not prosecute me because of what my defense would be. And also, I'm Jewish. My defense would expose the daily military and private merc murders of several hundreds of non-combatants here in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they can't afford for that to be exposed. Also, I'm a Jew, and more people will listen to me when I tell of the very evil Talmud and Kabbalah's teachings we are using in this war against a people who do not deserve to be genocided just because they are in the land which our neocon, atheist, Zionist, U.S.-led government want to occupy for their satanic one-world order headquarters. I am worried of only one thing, being murdered, as with Pat Tillman and many others of our fellow soldiers have been, who spoke up about these massive atrocities that are being brought against the Muslim people. If I live, I'll be home in 4 months. For survival's sake, I go by the name Al Ephesians 5:11. And that's right in the Holy Bible, folks. Let me think if I can say what it says. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. That's what Ephesians 5:11 says. So Al, our brother Al, has taken the name Al, Ephesians 5:11. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. So evidently that's what he's doing, trying to do here. Thank you for getting the truth out to our fellow soldiers and police officers. Respectfully, Al, Ephesians 5:11. Okay, folks, there's a letter from another one of our great soldiers, American soldiers, Jewish extraction. And it just made me think, as I'm looking over this and got that call from a police officer in management about these Zionist communists attacking Syria, I guess it was September 6th. I thought it was September 11th, but it wasn't. It was September 6th, I guess, that they bombed Syria. And it didn't even hit the news here in the United States. What does that tell you, folks? September 6th, we're talking about O.J. Simpson, and we're talking about everything on the news. But here, Israel bombs Syria, and it doesn't even hit the news here in the United States. What's that tell you about the news, huh? Well, I'm going to go back here in just a minute to JewsAgainstZionism.com and share something with you, and then we'll get on to other news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, here with you again. And I want to encourage you to go read the documents on www.JewsAgainstZionism.com. The reason I'm so convinced we need to understand these things, folks, is because we are following the neocon Trotskyite Zionist plan for the world here. And we can prove that if you'll go to various books. I'm trying to find one right here. Where is that book? Shucks, I can't find it here. Can't find it right now. Well, I'll find it on the next break. But there's another number of books around that use the words of the neocon Trotskyites themselves, who control the American press in America today, and control the White House, control the military and everything. And they tell you in their writings, of course, that doesn't get in the news, okay, But it talks about how they're going to use American soldiers to go in and take over these the whole Middle East. And now they're next on the list is Iran and Syria, and it's in about three places that I will talk to you about in a number of books where they have quoted and said that they're after Iraq has been destroyed and they've taken over the oil and the land for the international criminal elite, then we're going into Iran and Syria next. And now, folks, these books and these statements were made long before 9/11. Okay, so 9/11 had nothing to do with us going into the Middle East and taking over the Middle East for the Zionists that, by the way, are not Jews. Okay, these neocon Trotskyite Zionists, the vast majority of them are not even Jews. Okay, so don't say, oh, those evil Jews, they're all evil everywhere, you know. No, folks, I have hundreds and hundreds of Jewish brothers and sisters in the military that are great Americans, and they hate this Zionist system. So much so, most of them are members of either JewsNotZionist.org, another very important website to go to, JewsNotZionist.org, or JewsAgainstZionism.com. Okay, and so it has everything to do, folks, with our going to these wars and now going to war with Iran and Syria that we're being promoted into daily on the neocon Trotskyite Zionist controlled news in America today. And like I say, these are not Jews, and they don't mind having Jews killed. Okay, and let me share this with you here. On JewsAgainstZionism.com, a new book is out, and it's written by a Jewish man named Lenny Brenner. And it's called 51 Documents Showing the Zionist Collaboration with the Nazis to Kill the Jews. Okay, 51 Documents. This is the name of the book. 51 Documents, Zionist Collaboration with the Nazis. And if you go to JewsAgainstZionism.com and look at their archives and read the Jewish rabbis' own quotes, they'll tell you how the neocon Trotskyite Zionists, the communist Zionists, back during the days of Hitler, worked with Hitler to kill as many Jews as possible so that they could have the sympathy of the people of the world to take over the Middle East. Okay, take over Palestine and run the Arabs out. And once again, folks, keep in mind, these are not Jews. They are what the Holy Bible says, there would be many Jews that would call themselves Jews that are not Jews. Many people calling themselves Jews that are not Jews, and that's who these people are. These are the Ashkenazi, Khazar, atheists that have turned away from the Babylonian Talmud that was accepted by the king of Khazaria, King Joseph, back in 740 A.D. In Eastern Europe, there's a land called Khazaria, or used to be anyway, and these people, these Gentiles, accepted the Babylonian Talmud as their religion and became Jews. But then, when in 1896, I think it was, when they had the first communist Zionist meeting in Eastern Europe, and formed Zionism, truly set up Zionism, that was the Ashkenazi Khazars that had become communist atheists and were no longer able to call themselves Jews because they were only Jewish by accepting the religion of Jewish Judaism. Back in 740 A.D. And so once you are no longer, if I'm a Christian, and I am a Christian, and I become an atheist, can I still call myself a Christian? No. I would be an atheist. Okay? Same with a Jew, a Ashkenazi Khazar Jew that's, and by the way, there's millions and millions of Ashkenazi Khazar Jews that are good people, We have a lot of them in the military and law enforcement that I communicate with that study the Babylonian Talmud, but they're good Americans, and they communicate with us, and they're only Jews by religion, not by birth, not by blood, okay? So anyway, this new book out, 51 documents that proves the Zionists, these Ashkenazi, Khazar, communist Zionists, collaborated with the Nazis to kill Jews, as many as possible, to get the sympathy of the people of the world so that they calling themselves Jews, could set up this phony Israel in 1948. And by the way, you'll find that that's what the rabbis say right on the website, Jews Against Zionism, that it's a phony return of the Jews to in 1948 to Israel. Okay, the Jews themselves are saying that, not this old Irish cop. But I've gotten this from our Jewish brothers and sisters, great American patriots in military and law enforcement, and also by reading where they've sent me to read. Okay, and one is www.JewsAgainstZionism.com, and then www.JewsNotZionist.org. Okay? Listen to this, and then we'll get into some other things, folks. Zionism and anti-Semitism. We're just going to cover Zionism here from the wonderful website of the rabbis, their JewsAgainstZionism.com. We implore and beseech our Jewish brethren to realize that the Zionists are not the saviors of the Jewish people and guarantors of their safety, but rather the instigators and original cause of Jewish suffering in the Holy Land and worldwide. The idea that Zionism and the State of Israel is the protector of Jews is probably the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the Jewish people. Indeed, where else since 1945 have Jews been so physically in danger as the Zionist state in Israel? Now, folks, notice he didn't say Jewish state, but Zionist state. This rabbi knows what he's talking about. Jews are enjoined by their religious laws to be loyal to the country to which they are citizens. And that's right in the Holy Bible, folks. Ever since the destruction of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem and the exile of the Jewish people some 2,000 years ago, we have been enjoined to be scrupulously loyal to the countries we reside in. One of the great biblical prophets, Jeremiah, in chapter 29 of his book, proclaimed God's message to all the exiled. Verse 7 reads this way: Seek out the welfare of the city to which I have exiled you, meaning the Jews, and pray for it to the Almighty, for through its welfare will you have welfare yourself. So that's Jeremiah talking to the Jews. This has been the cornerstone of Jewish morality throughout our history to this very day. True Torah, true Jews, which wish to live in peace and harmony with their neighbors in every country among the community of nations, including in historic Palestine. We deplore acts and policies of violence carried out by those who, misusing the name of Israel, our forefather, have substituted the ideal of chauvinist nationalism for the external values of the Torah, the eternal, divinely bestowed inheritance of the Jewish people. He's talking about the Torah, first five books of the Old Testament. It has been the age-old intention of Zionism to intentionally stir up anti-Semitism anywhere possible, and even more commonly, to take advantage of any Jewish suffering anywhere in order to enhance its cause. Indeed, hatred of Jews and Jewish suffering is the oxygen of the evil Zionist movement, and from the very beginning has been to deliberately incite hatred of the Jews and then, in feigned horror, use it to justify the existence of the Zionist state. This is, of course, Machiavellianism raised to its highest degree. Thus, the Zionists thrive on hatred and suffering of Jews, and seek to benefit thereby through keeping Jews in perpetual fear causing them to ignore the true nature of Zionism and instead to consider the Zionist state is their salvation. So that comes from JewsAgainstZionism.com, folks, and I won't get into anti-Semitism by political Zionism, but you can read it yourself, okay? And this is written by rabbis, all right, Jewish rabbis. So important today, folks, for us to understand how we're being misled by these Antichrist, truly Antichrist, Ashkenazi, Khazar, atheist Gentiles that call themselves Jews today, the Zionists, okay? And so we have to understand this, folks, because we're going to war. We're losing our posterity, our children, to these wars in the Middle East for these international criminals calling themselves Jews, and they're not, these communist Zionists. Going to the church for a moment here, folks. Today, there is much teaching on the subject of prophecy, and it is important that there should be, that this is okay, that's fine. It is very important for every student of prophecy, in fact. It is absolutely necessary for their understanding to see the distinction the Bible makes between the Jews and other tribes of Israel. Until this distinction between the two houses, Israel and Judah, as that distinction is taught in the scriptures, is clearly understood, a great portion of the Bible will remain a closed book. This is Sunday, so I'm doing a little preaching here, folks. This old retired cop. I'm not a preacher, okay? I'm not even a biblical scholar, but I read my Bible every night, or try to anyway, if I don't pass out first. This clear distinction, folks, between the two houses has never lost sight of in the Bible. It's there. And until it's understood, it is impossible to follow the truth of Scripture on this subject or to understand the Bible story of Israel today. If we had time, we could show you that ignorance of this distinction is responsible for much of the infidelity today. Because the pre-millennial promises God made to the house of Israel have not been fulfilled to the house of Judah, they have, Christians even accuse God of unfaithfulness. Well, it wasn't supposed to be fulfilled to the house of Judah. It was made to the house of Israel. Many people today suppose that where Israel is mentioned in the Bible, it means Jews. We read articles and hear sermons today in which the writers and speakers refer to Abraham the Jew. Not true. He was a Hebrew. Isaac and Jacob are often called Jews. The most absurd and impossible thing is that we should see from the scriptures that this isn't true. It is a common thing today to hear ministers and writers use such phrases as the following: the Jews in Egypt, the Exodus of the Jews at Mount Sinai, when the Jews entered Canaan, 12 Jews, tribes of the Jews, Abraham the Jew. Thousands and thousands of Christians use the terms Israel and Jew, the house of Israel, the house of Judah, employing these and similar words and phrases as if they always referred to the same people. Not true. They do not know that according to biblical history, folks, there were no Jews known as such until 15 centuries, folks, 1,500 years after Abraham was born, and 600 years after the death of Moses. There were no Jews, folks, because they come from the house of Judah. The same reasoning applies to Isaac. Isaac was a Hebrew, not a Jew, and the son of Abraham, who was also a Hebrew, from the house of Heber. From the house of Heber. That's where the word Hebrew came from. Now, Isaac, you remember, folks, had two sons, Esau and Jacob. And immediately upon their birth, God said he hated Esau. Well, why is that? Okay, well, that's another story we'll get into later. Now, Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob, though. Don't forget that. Now, if Isaac was a Jew, then both Esau and Jacob would be Jews. Well, folks, this would make the descendants of Esau also Jews. But we know different. The descendants of Esau became the Edomites, later the Turks, that became the Ashkenazi Khazar Gentiles. Also, the pharaohs of the oppression were the Esau of the Esau line, but none of these people were Jews. To call Abraham a Jew would make him a descendant of Isaac's next unborn grandson, Judah. The tribe of Judah had no existence on earth during the time of Abraham and Isaac. How could it be, folks? Because that's their grandchildren, okay? There was no Jews around during Abraham and Moses' days and Isaac's days. Isaac was the son of Abraham, remember? If Isaac was a Jew, then surely his two twin sons, Jacob and Esau, would have been Jews. We all know that Esau, Jacob's twin brother, became the progenitor of the Turks, as they are known today. If Jacob was a Jew, then how could it be that his twin brother would not be, since they were both born of the same father and mother? Well, folks, what I'm sharing with you here is a very important document to show your minister, because your minister is confused on this and keeps calling Moses and Abraham Jews. And you need to write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and pick up the book, The Bible Distinction Between the House of Israel and the House of Judah. Very important for you to understand this, folks. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Thank you.
to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, sitting here at the headquarters of our two police and military associations. And the reason, as I said before, folks, we need to understand this Zionist conspiracy is because it has control of the military in the U.S. It has control of the White House. It has control of the Congress and the Senate through AIPAC, that American-Israeli PAC, that, and also the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, that gets hundreds of millions of dollars from our tax dollars that we send over to this communist Zionist state called Israel, the phony return of the Jews. It was actually the return of the communist Zionist Gentiles. They call themselves Jews. And we send 4 to 12 billion, sometimes as many as 20 billion a year, over to the communist Zionists. And they give millions and millions of it, hundreds of millions, to AIPAC, the Israeli lobby here, the Zionist lobby, we should say, in the U.S., and they funnel it into the pockets of our congressmen and our senators secretly, millions into their pockets, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million a year into their secret bank account so that they are on the side of anything that the Zionist communists want them to do. And you notice that's what they do, okay? And then they take trips to the communist Zionist state of Israel. Many congressmen and senators just took a trip there this year again. All paid for out of your tax dollars, folks, as we give this $4 to $20 billion a year to the Israeli communist Zionists. And the Jewish people don't get that money, folks. They don't get it. We think they get it, but they don't. The communist Zionists use that to promote their taking over the whole Middle East. All right, and put it in the pockets of congressmen and senators and the White House, the Zionists that control the White House, to make sure that America is obeying what the communist Zionists, Ashkenazi Gentiles, calling themselves Jews, want us to do. And that's exactly what we're doing. And I'm getting that from our police and soldiers that are Jewish. And they tell us that, and they show us that, and there's been books written on that. Jack Bernstein wrote his book, A Life of an American Jew in Marxist Racist Israel, okay? I think I got it right that time. And then he was murdered, all right? So it's so important, folks, that the Jewish police officers and soldiers that talk to me every week get their voices heard, and that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help do that, okay? But I want you to go to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I'll give out our address here. We're going to take calls on the other side of the next hour, by the way. We're almost out of time on this hour. But get the Bible distinction between the House of Israel and the House of Judah. And at the same time, and it's only $5, folks. It's only $5 for this little, I don't know how many pages. I think it's 20 pages here. A very important book by evangelist F.F. Bosworth, okay? And 1920 is when it was written. But it's right on target. If you follow your Bible, the King James Bible, and open it up, you'll see that evangelist F.F. Bosworth was right on target with his truth about that Moses and Abraham were not Jews. They were from the house of Heber, which made them Hebrews, but not Jews. Okay, very important for us to understand this. And give a copy of this to your minister who's misleading himself and all the people that he preaches to. Okay? They've been mistrained. Our ministers have been mistrained in these, taken over by the enemy of God, seminaries in America. We'll be right back after the next.
It's true.